Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinoza with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. And now let's join our co-hosts, Patricia Arevalo Caro and Alfonso Ruiz, for today's program.
Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio show brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo Caro, your co-host for today's show. If you would like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to our sister show, Expresate. If you'd like to revisit this show or any of our other shows or share a podcast, we'd love for you to do so. Just visit kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Expresate links on the right side of the page to find a show that interests you. Our radio show calendars, along with information about our various programs and services, are available on our website, which is bhs.imperialcounty.org. Do you have any questions? Do you have any feedback? Anything you'd like to know? We'd love to hear from you. Just send us an email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. We offer for free community service training courses, which are open to the public, and we're always happy to welcome new participants. You can give us a call at 442-265-7442 to find out about our upcoming classes. If you'd like to listen to any of our podcasts, we are on Spotify, and we also are on Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to log on and follow us and give us a like, a care, or, you know, like I said, just follow to stay up to date with our wellness resources and any events that we have coming up. With that said, let me introduce my co-host, Berenice Flint.
Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be here today. And let me share with you that we have a really wonderful topic to share with our public today. So we are going to be talking about healthy habits to support our mental health. And this is a very important topic for any age group. And I have the pleasure of introducing our guest speaker, who is going to enlighten us with a lot of information on what we can do to support our mental health through healthy habits. And I would like to welcome Jessica Martinez-Smith. She is a behavioral health therapist within our behavioral health services, children's department. And Jessica, welcome. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me and discuss this very important topic that, how you mentioned, you know, it is very important to acquire those healthy habits for our mental health. So my name is Jessica Martinez-Smith. I am a behavioral health therapist with the children's department. So I do work with children ages 3 to 18. I started with behavioral health 14 years ago. So I started as a case manager. And after doing the case management and looking at all the wonderful work that the therapist in the children's division did and all across our agency, I decided to pursue my master's. So I have my master's and my bachelor's in social work. And so working with children and families, that's what I wanted to do. And that's what I have been doing for the past 9 years as a therapist. So, and I grew up here too in Imperial County. I am a Calexico native. So once a bulldog, always a bulldog. So yes, I grew up in Calexico. My entire family is from Calexico. And they've always been in the helping profession, whether it be with education, politics, you know, activism. So working with our community, it's very, very rewarding. And it's something that I've always wanted to do, you know, to give back to the place where I grew up.
Wonderful. And it's so nice to have you. And I think especially with the topic that we have for today, you have a lot to offer based on your background, based on your experience, based on your training, your education. I'm looking forward to what you have to say and what recommendations you have for everybody that's listening to the show today. And so we'll get right to it. Healthy habits, you know, what does that mean? What share with us what how healthy habits contribute to a positive mental health.
Yeah, and I believe that when people often hear healthy habits, they often go towards, you know, the healthy eating, right? But healthy habits covers everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with this show, when I was invited and they told me, well, the topic is healthy habits, I was like, perfect, because I think that right now that the kids are out of, you know, out of school for summer, we need to start prioritizing and having our kids involved. But one of those is implementing the healthy habits that's not only going to benefit our mental health, but also our physical health, relationships, and also the resilience, you know. Mm-hmm. And so what I always tell the families and the children that I work with, the teenagers, is like, it's small, consistent changes and actions that you're going to be doing that tend to have, you know, a bigger impact in your life, rather than having those, you know, quick, what is it, like the quick changes, something from one day to another. Mm-hmm. And you know that it's only going to be temporary. So doing those small changes, implementing healthy habits like sleeping, you know, a lot of us say, well, that's something that we have to do. And we do it, but we don't get enough sleep, the adequate sleep that we all have to get in order to function, right? And so that's the one of the things that I do talk to parents about, because we don't think about healthy habits when we talk about sleep. Right. And I do and educate them and tell them that, you know, our brain doesn't stop developing till we're 25 years old. So sleep is very, very important for any age group, especially, you know, for the little ones. So I think with teenagers, they're supposed to have from 8 to 10 hours of sleep. 4 to 5 years old, they have to have about 11 to 12 hours of sleep. So it varies. But, you know, sleep is something very, very important, because that's going to determine our mood, our energy, and the way that we process things. And that plays a huge role on the way that we process and we intake things, because that's going to determine, like, you know, our mental health as well. That's going to impact it.
Absolutely. And Jessica, I know for adults, right? A lot of times, well, being that we have been working for the children's department, right, for so long, it's easy for us to really focus on kids and the importance of the kids' sleep. But equally important is that of adults, especially those that are caretakers. So our sleep as adults is also crucial. And if I'm not mistaken, the recommended number of sleep hours for an adult is 8 hours. And a lot of times we don't get those 8 hours, right? Because we're so busy and we're doing things. And before we know it, it's 10, 11 o'clock and we're trying to catch up with, you know, with chores at home and preparing for the next day and lunches and clothes and laundry and, you know, friends and catching up and social media. And so it's really important to really, pay close attention to the number of hours that we're sleeping. I know technology is a big thing, and there are a lot of benefits to technology, right? So our phones can track our sleep. There's rings that track our sleep. There's our the watches that can track.
Watches, yeah.
Yes, and so there are different ways, and we can definitely use technology to help us. Especially when it comes to, of course, with different things, but in particularly with sleep, it's very, very important.
You know what? And you brought up a very good point, because this is the one conversation I have with the caregivers. I tell them, how do you take care of yourself? And most of these caregivers, well, I don't, or I watch, you know, I sit down and watch TV for 30 minutes, but what else do you do? Mm-hmm. And they can't tell me what they do, you know, for their own, you know, mental health, you know, to get those healthy habits. So I remember working with this caregiver, and she was very tired all the time. Her mood, you know, would fluctuate, but it was part because, you know, she was exhausted and she wasn't taking care of herself. And one of the things that I remember she told me was that she said, I used to take naps. And now I don't because I have so many things to do. So I said, perfect. You can take a nap while the kids are at school. You can take naps. It's okay to say, hey, I need a break. Mm-hmm. And so she started to implement that. And so she said, it was hard for me the first time. And I think the first time she took an hour and a half nap. The second time she said, I only did an hour, but I think that an hour would be good. So little by little, she started to increment it until she got to 2.5 hours. But you could see the difference. Mm-hmm. And it was something that later on she would tell, you know, her kids, you know what, you seem a little bit frustrated. I think you need a break. Do you want to take a break or do you want to take a little nap? And they're like, oh, I want to take a nap with you. Okay, well, let's go to the room. So that's when she would, you know, take advantage of that and, you know, bond with her child, but also get that healthy habit. And those are the habits that she was modeling for her kids.
Right.
Also, too, about social media, I agree. Social media is such a good resource when you are trying to educate yourself and see what's going on, but also tell, you know, the teenagers and the adults that I work with. I think it's very important to disconnect mm-hmm. and be mindful of that screen time, because just how social media and access to internet might be very beneficial, it can also cause, you know, damage. And we've seen it, you know, it erupts that social part that as humans we need, mm-hmm. because, you know, checking in with our loved ones, with our friends, is easier in text than having to go and drive. But, you know, doing those drives too, can help, you know, mm-hmm. But social media, that is a big, big, I see it as an issue, especially with teenagers, because they have so much of their time, you know, consuming it, that they forget to go out there and socialize. They forget that they're a teenager, that there's a world out there.
Right.
And so it's very important to connect our kids as well to different things that we have in our community. Like this summer, we have a lot of summer programs, the Boys and Girls Club in Brawley. I know they, you know, their fees are very reasonable. Also the City of El Centro, City of Calexico, Imperial, Calipatria. They have very different activities for the kids. And those are also part of healthy habits. You learn how to have relationships with others, how to socialize. It's also a stress reliever when kids socialize with other kids, right. And they're not just at home socializing with their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps. Right now I know that it's the summer and it's hot. But the mall, to go walk, you know, because I'm like, oh, it's too hot to go outside and walk. The mall started to open up at 7 a.m. for the public. The stores are not open, but it's the mall inside, indoors. So it's open to the public at 7 in the morning, and they can use that to go walk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're a parent, a grandparent, a family member, a relative that you're taking care of kids right now in the summer or teenagers, and in the morning, because kids tend to wake up super early in the, you know, super mm-hmm. early when there's no school.
Right.
Take them to the mall. Take them to the mall to walk. Mm-hmm. That's a healthy habit because you're exercising, but you're also bonding. You know, you're creating that relationship with, you know, with that child or that adolescent or even yourself. You can go and meet people.
Excellent. Jessica, thank you for that reminder that the mall is available. Unfortunately, like you mentioned, our valley heat can be pretty extreme, and so we're limited to how much we can spend time outside without having a heat stroke. So the mall option is excellent. There's also other options, right? If you're an early bird. If you're an early bird, you know, get up or wake up early, naturally go for a walk. Even in the summer, it might be warm, but not as warm as perhaps maybe during noontime. Or if you're a night owl, late night walks can also help. I know that there is research that walking or connecting with nature, spending time outside, even just for 5 minutes, does boost mental well-being, improves the mood, improves health, improves self-esteem, and overall emotional well-being. And so there are a lot of benefits to, you know, going outside or going for a walk, wherever that may be. So absolutely, taking time, even just 5 minutes, can make a world of difference.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. Especially because I am an early bird. So I am up by 5:15. And I like it. I like it because it starts my mornings slow. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts my morning slow, and especially, you know, on my days off. But, you know, I wake up, you know, take the dogs out. I make my coffee because I'm a coffee person. And mm-hmm. I go outside and sit on a bench, and I enjoy the morning. And those are the things that you can do as a healthy habit, you know, enjoying slow mornings. Make it a habit to start your morning slow. Even though you have to go to work, it doesn't mean you have to be rushing in the morning. But, you know, taking advantage of those little moments. And yes, you might, you know, some people might say, oh, it's 5 in the morning. Well, wake up at 6. If you go in at 8, you still have time. You still have time for yourself. But it's how you said, it does improve your mood, the energy. Also, too, like the way that you see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the things that you guys are saying don't cost anything.
Right.
Nothing. It's free. I mean, maybe the little bit of gas or whatever that you might take to get to the mall or get to Buckland Park or something like that to go take a walk. But that's minimal compared to anything else. And, you know, like you guys were mentioning, walking, and that's good bonding. Those are, you know, priceless memories that you're going to have with your kids, right, your grandkids, whoever. And those little moments really do mean a lot later on in life with your family and stuff. So, yeah, you know, those are really terrific ideas of things that you can do. Because it is warm. I mean, this is even Pearl Valley. This is where we choose to live. So, you know, even, walking in place around your house, or just, you know, marching in step or something like that in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I was reading, social media. I was listening to somebody the other day, and they said that, you know, you should walk at least 60 minutes a day, but you don't have to do it all in that 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you can do, you know, 12 instances of 5 minutes each, there's your 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you can squeeze in 5 minutes, you know, into your day, as opposed to maybe trying to squeeze in 60. You know, mm-hmm. think about it, your break, you know, when you're in your office or something like that, you can stand in place, or, you know, we can do that, or just, you know, do some arm movements and things like that. That can help. Plus it revitalizes you too. Mm-hmm. You know, that 3 o'clock slump, you know, just moving, doing some exercises and moving your arms and, you know, moving your head and things like that to help reoxygenate you. I mean, that mm-hmm. does a lot, you know, and it's free, and you don't have to go under the heat or anything like that. But yeah, I think that those are really super good ideas that people can do and help themselves. So
yeah, and also too, when you guys were talking about the outdoors and about, you know, doing gardening, being in touch with nature. I know that, Farm Smart, they do a lot of events, and they're free events for the community where you go and you pick your own vegetables, and they'll announce it on social media on their pages. And that is something really good too. I got to share that experience with my niece, and we took her on a Saturday, and yes, it was a little bit hot. But it was rewarding because mm-hmm. you get to focus on that moment. You get to see, you know, the fields, even though we're like, oh, we live in Imperial Valley. What else? But you get, it's a different experience. It's a different experience. And plus, you are teaching not only yourself, but others, that healthy habits, like Patricia had said, you don't have to spend money. There's a lot of free things that we can do. And Farm Smart, mm-hmm. that's one of them. You know, you get to do the bonding, but you also get to, it's very important for your mental health. Also too, like eating a balanced diet, and I'm not saying getting in a very strict diet, but, you know, incorporating those fruits and vegetables, like the ones that have antioxidants, which be strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, you know, eating, like snacking on nuts, that is going to, you know, help you boost your energy, especially how Patricia had said during that 3 o'clock slump. Mm-hmm. So there's many things that we can do, but I think that when, you know, when we adult, we tend to forget about ourselves and about the important things, that if we don't take care of ourselves and our mental health by implementing those healthy habits, that we can be able to provide care for the rest of our family. whether you have children or whether you live with your parents, but you have to take care of yourself and prioritize. And it doesn't mean that you're being selfish. It just means that you're putting yourself first because that's part of the self-love. And that's a healthy habit that I think, you know, adults, we forget. We forget to put ourselves first and we put everybody else. And then when it's already too late, when we become overwhelmed, that's when we're like, oh, okay, I think it's time to put myself first. I mean, it's never too late, but I think that we should always have that in mind.
Yeah, and one of the trainings that Anise teaches the youth and I teach the adult of the mental health first aid, and I think you've taken it too, Jessica, the class. And one of the things it tells you, or one of the first things it tells you is like when you're in an airplane, they tell you to put the oxygen on yourself first before you put it on another person. And that's kind of what you're saying, is that if you don't help yourself, how are you going to be able to help the other folks around you?
How are you going to be useful for someone else, right? So the importance of feeling well mentally, physically, is really important in order to be able to help. And as you mentioned, Jessica, too, and to be a model, to role model healthy habits for our children, because we can say it till we're blue in the face to do this, to do that, but you know, they listen more to what we do than to what we say. And so it's super, super important to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves and we are role modeling for those around us. Absolutely. Any healthy tips to support our mental health? I know we've talked about the sleep. We've talked about the exercise and the touch, being in touch with nature and things that are free and continuing with, you know, things that are free. What are some of the things, Jessica, that you recommend to caregivers, that you recommend to clients that you see when they're feeling down, when they're feeling not so good about themselves? You know, what are some of the techniques that you recommend in order for them to lift up their spirits, to lift up their self-esteem, to get them to a better place?
Yeah. So when I work with the caregivers and then with the teens, you know that they have very different views of the world, right? Or different ways to cope. But what I do tell adults is usually I meet them where they're at. And when you are working with a caregiver who's very overwhelmed, who might be, you know, experiencing some symptoms of depression, anxiety, what I do tell them is a lot what helps is start baby steps, walks. You don't have to go to the park if you're not ready, but maybe around your block. One time around the block. And I did this with a parent. And so she started. She said, okay, I can only give you 10 minutes because, you know, she had a little bit of social anxiety. And I said, and that's fine. Just give me 10 minutes, maybe even 8. How long it takes you to go around the block. So she started doing that. And then after that, she started, after maybe 4 months of working on that same healthy habit, she started to increase. So I think the outdoors helps a lot, especially because it doesn't cost anything. Bike riding, swimming, even playing basketball. Or right now I know that there's pickleball, right? Mm-hmm. So there's pickleball is very, very much into it. And a lot of parents are like, pickleball, oh, I'm too old for that. No, you're not. And so I know City of All Central started pickleball. I have a few parents that have joined that mm-hmm. sport, and they have a blast.
Right.
They have a blast.
Yeah, so there's a variety of activities, right, that just don't have to be just the typical recommendations. You mentioned pickleball. I do see a lot of places that offer dance classes or salsa classes. I've seen one that they're offering at the El Centro Community Center, if I'm not mistaken. So I ultimately, I believe it just goes back to what your interests are, right? What is something that you think you can commit to based on what you enjoy doing, to be able to stick with it and create that habit? And research shows that it takes about 30 days to create a habit. And so if you do something that you enjoy and stick with it for 30 days, it becomes something that you are going to be used to doing and you're going to maintain for a while.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or for long term.
It's for a long term, but it's because it does take about 30 days for your brain to be conditioned to that new healthy habit.
Right.
That's awesome. And then, you know, even being out in the sun gives you your vitamin D, which your body needs. So,
which we're all deficient in, just about all of us.
That's a freebie, and you can get that. And we have plenty of it down here. So, So with that said, that brings us to the end of our first segment. We have the pleasure of speaking with Jessica Martinez-Smith. And so my co-host, Berenice Flint, and I will be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXORadio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We are speaking with Jessica Martinez-Smith, and she is a behavioral health therapist in our children's department with Imperial County Behavioral Health. We're talking about healthy habits today and what we can do to start these healthy habits, maintain these healthy habits, and, you know, things that we can do with our kids during the summer to help them with the healthy habits or to help our kids stay engaged and be healthier during these summer months or during this vacation time. So Jessica and I were talking in the break and we had talked about, you know, simple habits that have a big impact. What are some of the simple habits that can help with, you know, a person's overall health and that can make an impact?
So one of the things, especially right now during the summer, and we have the kids at home, right? Like, and they want to be, how you had mentioned earlier, they want to be snacking. And we're like, well, everything's going up. But if you engage your kids and take your kids to the store and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Put a list of snacks and tell them it's not going to be chips. It's going to be, it has to be with fruits, vegetables, something that's not so much processed. And then once you do that, what you can do is once you get home, implement them, you know, have them participate in cutting the fruit and putting them in containers, make them feel like they're part of it. Because this way, you're not only showing them independent living skills, but also, too, the importance of nourishing your body with the appropriate food that's going to help you with your brain development, with your concentration, you know, your mood that's going to continue to give you energy, you know, throughout the day. Because, I mean, life now, it is very stressful. And I think now, you know, we're always on the go, and we forget to implement the simple little things. Even how we had mentioned in the previous segment, you know, walking. Do 5-10 minutes of walk. When you're cleaning in your house, play that song that you like. I do it when I'm cleaning and I'm like, okay, this is my jam. So I turn up the volume. And then, you know, once you get into the mood and then you see that your mood changes. So instead of being stressed, like, I have to do this, it shifts. And you're like, oh, I already did that. But, you know, try to enjoy the moment. Try to dance. Try to, you know, incorporate your kids into it. And I talk a lot about kids because I think that kids are our future, right? They're the ones that are going to, what I tell the parents, they're going to run our valley. So we need to start teaching them the positive things that they can do, not only for themselves, but for the community. So if you start teaching them at an early age, these healthy habits, they're going to start implementing it without even noticing it. And they're going to tend towards, you know, to rely more towards, okay, let me go for the healthy versus the negative. Because, I mean, we all go through stress, right? And so it's very important to, you know, manage our stress proactively. Practicing relaxation skills like the deep breathing. What I tell the parents, sometimes if it's hard for you, just pretend you're smelling a flower, take that deep breath in and blow out the birthday candle. You're blowing out the candle, so you're blowing out, you know, you're exhaling. I know that right now, too, is meditation, yoga, Pilates. Those are the things that, you know, our valley does offer. And sometimes, you know, depending on the city where you live in, I know that they provide free classes, especially I know that right now I think it's 760 Pilates and then Elevate with Sherry. They do one class a month, especially with Elevate with Sherry. She does one class a month of Pilates for free for the community. I went and checked it out a few months ago, and I counted, and there was about all women. There was about 48 women who attended the free event in the park for Pilates. And I think that was very awesome. And so doing that, you know, attending events, even though, you know, you're like, well, I have plans, you know, on Saturday, take that 2 hours for yourself. And then you can go and continue planning and then prioritizing everything else. But I think it's very important to prioritize ourselves. Also, too, talking about free community events, we have the water parks, the free water parks in the city of El Centro, city of Imperial, and Embral. Especially now that the summer started, you might want to check on their websites to see the hours, but it's free where you can take your kids. You can go and have fun, go splash around. So those are the habits and teaching kids that you don't have to spend, kids and teenagers, you don't have to spend money in order to have fun and to incorporate healthy habits or healthy activities in your life.
That's very true. And you're talking about sound bath and stuff. And we had Francisca Rico Murillo on our show a few weeks ago. And one of the middle segment, or like this segment that we're doing now, she did a sound bath. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you could play that for your children. You could play that for yourself to help you relax. It's the 15 minute, you know, if you're at work, you can do it on your break. And these are, you know, it's helping to relax. And that's exactly kind of what you're talking about. Those kind of things that you can use and develop. And we had, Melanie of Power Plus Motion on the show also. And, you know, they do a lot of stuff. They all have websites, like you're saying, check the websites. See what they have, see if they have anything going on that could possibly be attended, or, you know, a lot of them have social media. I guess you can message them and stuff. So, you know, those are really good ideas of stuff that people can do. And especially because, you know, your kids are little and you're teaching them how to help you in the kitchen, which is something very valuable to them when they go to school. Because, you know, can you imagine your kids not being able to do simple kitchen tasks? And I mean, I've known kids that, you know, mom, how do I boil water? Mom, how do I boil an egg? You know, those kind of things. And those are, you're teaching them life skills that they're going to use for the rest of their life. You know, they need them, especially because they're going to, like you said, they're gonna, our future, you know, they're going to flutter their little wings and away they go. And they need to be able to survive so that they can make decisions for us when we get older.
Yeah, and you know what? And kids are like sponges, you know, they absorb everything. So everything that you say, everything that they do, they'll remember.
Yeah.
But how you had mentioned, you know, about joining something like with Mel, with Power and Motion, then you have Pilates, Elevate with Sherry, 760 Pilates. It's very important as adults to also maintain, you know, social connections with our friends, you know, giving ourselves time, like, one of the habits, it's a healthy habit. Once a month, I try to, you know, to get together with my girlfriends. We go for dinner, we catch up, and then that's it. It's just 2 hours, and then, okay, everybody, next month. You know, also, too, there's book clubs. You know, there's, I have a few friends who have joined their own book club. And it's very, very, it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. Also, too, there's a painting. I can't remember what the name of, I don't know if it's Odds and Ends. They do a lot of like the painting, and I've done that too. And that is very, very, such a good activity to release some stress. But the maintaining the social connections, I think that's very important, because once we become parents, once, you know, we start to have our own family, we tend to kind of like not keep in touch sometimes. You know, life happens, life changes, but, you know, we're still the same. Like me, I'm still Jessica. I still have my friends, you know. So it is important to socialize. Also, too, if you do have a partner, go out on dates. And like our date, like me and my husband, our dates are our bike rides. So we bike ride, you know. We used to do it every Friday. So just a little background on that. So my husband and I, we started a bike club back in 2021. And so it was just my husband, two of my friends and myself. And we started to bike ride. And then all of a sudden started to grow 20 people, 40 people. Now on a Friday, it's about, maybe we would have about 35 to 50 people that show up. And it's free of charge because when our oldest son passed away, we wanted to do something in his memory that was going to help us, you know, through the grief and loss, but also too, that was going to help us, you know, keep his memory alive. And, you know, riding bikes, that was something that he loved to do. And that is an activity that, you know, my son and my husband used to do together since my son was little. So they would ride their bikes in El Centro to go to their haircut appointments, to downtown, just, you know, they would just ride their bikes. And so that's how we started this club. And so it was every Friday, but now since it's getting hot, we've pushed the time back and we'll do it every other Friday. But we said we want to do something too for the community where it doesn't have to cost them anything to join. And so it's free. All you have to do is just bring a bike, good vibes, and just pedal the night away. And so we do. So if you guys see us around, last week we rode around Brawley, but usually we'll do El Centro. But if you see a bunch of bikes with lights in their wheels, that's us. So I tell the parents, it doesn't cost anything. Go to Buckland Park, have the kids, you know, walk with you around for like maybe, you know, two laps, or have them run up and down the hill, and they're going to get tired. And that's a healthy habit, because that way they can know, okay, I'm tired, it's time to unwind, can we go home, can we relax? And then maybe they can take a nap, and you can take a nap too. So yeah.
And you can take your bread to feed the duckies.
Yes.
I used to do that with my daughter when she was little. It was so much fun.
Yeah, even doing picnics, you know, with the kids. And right now I know it's hot, but hey, why not? You know, you can even make yourself like your own ice pops, or go and hang out in the park. Just go hang out in the park, spend that time with the kids. But, you know, it's hydrating too. One of the things that Berenice and I were talking about during the break too was the importance of, you know, keeping ourselves hydrated, since, you know, what was it, like 75% of our brain is water.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so if you're not hydrated, what's going to happen? We're going to, you know, lose focus, our ability to concentrate, our mood. So that's very important too, to keep ourselves hydrated. And that is the one thing that I always, you know, have my glass of water next to me, because I'm like, okay, I need to drink water. I'm not thirsty, but let me drink water. And that is very, very important, especially during our weather.
Yeah, because we can get very easily dehydrated in this weather. I mean, you know, just stepping outside, you can feel the temperature difference in the car. And like when you get in a car, it's hot, you know. And I always try to keep like my mug, you know, of water in the car when I'm, you know, running around, because sometimes you don't want to stop and get a soda or stop and get this. You have your water and it's healthy and it's good for you, and it helps cleanse the impurities and the toxins and all that kind of stuff out of your system, so that you can, you know, be healthy. And like you said, keep the hydration for good brain focus and brain health, because it's the only brain we've got, you know.
Exactly. And one of the things that I tell the parents is that go get yourself what's going to motivate you. Go get yourself a cute aesthetic water bottle, right? Since it's in, go get yourself a water bottle, so that way you can feel like, I'm carrying my cute water bottle, but you're also intaking, you're also hydrating. And that is very important, you know. And also too, I was thinking, Patricia, you know, engaging in meaningful activities, you know, activities like the hobbies. Like one of my other hobbies is arts and crafts, which is the Cricut machine. And I know you do a lot of Cricut projects, or even, you know, volunteering. We have a humane society that they always need a lot of volunteers. So you might want to take, you know, your kids to go volunteer early in the morning to help, you know, I don't know, like maybe clean up. I don't know what the Humane Society need, you know, what the volunteers do, but I do know that kids do volunteer, adults do volunteer. And that's very important too, to also give back to our community. That's a very healthy habit, that important healthy habit that we need to start implementing in our lives, to give back, you know.
That's very true. It is important to give back because, well, I'm a pet lover and you're one also. So, you know, we have our fur children and, our humane, you know, I don't know if some of you know, but the pet program is part of, our behavioral health services. We have, what they call the positive engagement team. And those are dogs that are from the Humane Society that are trained by a trainer. They are trained to provide social engagement to when our, you know, clients are coming into our clinics. They're there to greet them. They're also at events. So, you know, if you see any of our dogs, any of our pet program dogs, you know, come over and give them a pet. They're trained. They're well behaved. They have a handler with them. The Humane Society has kind of stopped, but they had like a day out program for the dogs and things like that. And that's really cool. It's gotten kind of hot. So they stopped, but I'm sure they're going to be starting again, when it gets a little bit cooler. But yes, those, it's very important. That is a healthy habit to give back to our society, to have that sense of community, to have that sense of giving back. We, are at the end of our second segment. And we will be right back with you, Imperial Valley, with Jessica Martinez-Smith and Healthy Habits.
Let's talk about it. Bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m. and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Or log on to KXORadio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We are here talking with Jessica Martinez-Smith, who is a behavioral health therapist in the Imperial County Behavioral Health Children's Department. And we're talking about healthy habits and, you know, things that you can do to instill in your kids at a very young age so that they'll carry these habits with them, you know, through their lives. Jessica was talking earlier about helping enlist your children in cutting up fruits and stuff like that for them to consume. And those are things, you know, helping, you know, taking them to the grocery store to kind of choose their snacks. And those are the things that are going to prepare them for later on in life when they are, you know, when they spread their wings and they fly out of the house and living on their own. You know, we need to instill those things. And we're also talking about things that you can eat and stay hydrated. So on this third segment, we're going to talk about, how can we help people stay motivated? You know, how do we show people keep this up?
You know what? I think one of the important things to even do like the self-motivation is doing self-reflection. And I think we tend to, you know, practice gratitude. So if we practice gratitude, you know, it's gonna help us look at the positive thing versus having to focus just on the negative. And so if you continue to do it consistently, like, you know, every day or maybe every other day, it's going to become a habit. And then the way that you see things is going to shift because it's easy for us to, you know, focus on the negative, right? Versus the positive. So in this case, practicing gratitude, you know, the staying on the positive versus the negative, also to doing regular check-ins with yourself about your stress level, your goals and your needs. Because if our anxiety or stress level is so high, how are you going to keep our children, that, you know, motivated to continue doing, you know, healthy habits or to even come to us and talk to us about, you know, what's going on in their life? So I think, you know, doing regular check-ins within ourselves, like, okay, I think I'm, you know, I am very overstimulated. What's going on? Is it stress or is it that I'm being overwhelmed? So just doing the regular check-ins and, considering doing activities when you're energized and not drained, because then that becomes like, you know, it's kind of like, well, I have to do it. And you don't have to. You want to enjoy doing it. And this is how you get children engaged, because if we do self-reflection, if we do our self-check-in, it's going to be easier to incorporate them without them having to walk on eggshells because our stress level is high. And so that's what we want to do. We want to engage our children to join us and doing, you know, practicing those healthy habits. Also, too, there's a lot of things. We were talking, you know, how it gets very nice here in the summer. And so we're talking about how there's, like, the cooling centers. I know that things do happen Or sometimes you just want to get out and you're out there in the community, but you're like, you know what? It's too hot. I can't be driving around. I don't want to, you know, waste my gas. You can go to one of the cooling center location, around Imperial County. I know that they have Embrale, Calexico. Embrale is the public library. Calexico is Camarena Memorial Library. Calipatria, it's the library as well. We have El Centro, which is at the food court at the Ivy Mall. In Heber, it's also at the library. In Hopeville, we do have three locations. It's the library, the city hall, and the hut. So the hut is right around the corner from the library. And then in Imperial, we have the Imperial Public Library. Also, Cotillo, we have the our cooling center at the Desert Museum. And then Salton City, we do have the library as well. So those are the cooling centers that, you know, it doesn't cost anything to go and just hang out. Even if you pack a little lunch and tell the kids, you know what, we're going to change it. We're going to change it up a bit. Today we're going to go to one of the centers and we're going to have lunch there. That's a good way to, you know, to also keep them engaged, and not having them just inside the house on their video games or watching YouTube, or sleeping all day. Those are the things that we need to kind of like, you know, push our kids, to try to engage them so that they can pick up on these habits, but also too, going back to, we have to do self-reflection. We have to do a check-in with us, within ourselves every day, just to see where we're at. And if we do see, hey, you know what, today I've been very stressed or I'm just very overstimulated, I think I need a break. And so you are also teaching kids healthy habits to check themselves and ask for a break when they need it.
And that's really important because the kids have to be able to monitor themselves because we're not with them 24/7. And so if they know, hey, I'm getting a little bit stressed, I'm getting a little bit anxious, to kind of step back, take a minute and help regulate that emotion that they're feeling. And so we want to teach that because that is a healthy habit that, you know, kids can grow so that they can identify it. So if somebody's saying, hey, are you having issues? Say, yeah, you know, I'm a little stressed. I need to debrief, or I need to step back a bit and stuff like that. So they can identify what they're feeling, which is, you know, important because they need to know how to calm themselves down when they get older. And, you know, you're talking about all these different places for people to go to. They're free, you know, and you can take your kids there, or if you're out and about, just go, you know, a lot of them have information, you know, the libraries have all sorts of information. You know, back in my day, we used to read books. And so we would go to the library and pick out a book and read it. And, you know, you check out a book and you take it. You know, things don't happen that much anymore. I don't know. I haven't been to a library in quite a while because I read online. And, but those are the things that were instilled in me and I instilled in my daughter because, you know, we would go to the library and pick up a book and check it out and look for a book and, you know, look for a title or something that you really wanted to do and just sit and read together. You didn't have to read the same book, but you just sat down on the couch and read the book together. Something that you do. And those things may be too old fashioned because everybody reads on their, you know, computers now or on their tablets. But, you know, those are things that we can do. And you were mentioning other things that the libraries are doing to help people that are free and that people, so that they can develop these healthy habits and they can get these habits and go and socialize. Because you were mentioning that in the prior segment. So, yeah. You know, some of the things that we talked about were, if you want to mention them so that people can know.
Yeah, and how Patricia and I, we were talking about how I love to connect the families that I work with to our community resources that are free. Because I know that, you know, most families are in a fixed income, or how Patricia had mentioned before, it's like, do I pay the light bill or do I use this to, you know, for an outing? But the library in El Centro, they still have the book club for the kids. I think it's the reading club. I don't know if that's a specific name, but they do have it. They also provide free activities for kids throughout the day. So you don't have to pay anything. All you have to do is just show up and look at, you might want to look at the website just to see what activity you would be interested in taking your kids. And how Patricia said, having the kids participate in those activities plus teach them, you know what, I'm going to get a book. Do you want to get a book so we can, you know, read a book for the next 2 weeks? And then after when they're due, we can go ahead and return. And that is, you know, developing and teaching kids how to, you know, the healthy habits. Also, too, in Calexico Library, I know that they provide free lunch for families. So say that you don't want to cook. That's okay. Sometimes we do need a break. So take advantage and head out to the library and just take your kids and you guys can have lunch. Can have lunch there and then participate in the activities that are free. I was looking also too at the catalog for the summer programs for the city of El Centro. And I really like how the city of El Centro and actually most of the cities here in Imperial County have incorporated, you know, what we call the golden age. You know, 55 and above, which we are still young. I'm not 55 yet, but when I get there, I'm like, I'm still going to be young. But they have different activities and most of the activities, either they're free or with a low cost of like $5 per month. So I am very, very grateful that, you know, and I focus a lot in City El Centro because that's, you know, that's my city of residence, but, I like how they did incorporate and they didn't forget, you know, our older adults. Because they also need to continue implementing those healthy habits, to continue walking, providing care. You know, sometimes we do need our parents to, hey, mom, dad, can you watch our kids? And then you'll have some parents that, I can't anymore. I don't have the energy. But if you are an adult in that golden era, you have no excuse. Go join the community center, participate in those activities because you also need the social interaction. I know that Heber also has activities. And one of the things that I do stress a lot with the caregivers that I work is take advantage of the free programs that we have. Because, you know, each city, each county gets a certain amount of money allocated, on grants, right? So if we utilize the services that our community is providing, that's going to show data that we really need it. And we do need those free activities in the valley. So, you know, I always stress to the parents, go, go, go. Like right now in the summer, I tell the kids, what are you doing for the summer? Oh, I don't know. Okay, are you going to summer school? I don't want to. And then I talk to the parents. You have to have them busy. We have the summer school from 8 to 12, and then from 12 to 5, it's the Sparks ELOB ACES program. So it's important to have the kids, you know, be involved in those activities that don't cost much. Also, too, Boys and Girls Club, they have a very, very, very unique program with very wonderful activities. And I know that they do provide, they have sponsors that sponsor families because we do have families that have maybe 3-4 kids. And sometimes, you know, the cost is it's very high. But luckily we have, you know, sponsors that sponsor families. And I think that's very neat. And that is one of the things why it's very important that I do emphasize a lot with the families that I work with is implementing those healthy habits, but also volunteering in your community, being aware because this is our community. We want to make sure that this community continues to stay very safe, you know, for our kids to continue growing up, but also too that we do have those resources that our kids deserve, that our adults deserve, you know, but, Those are a part of the healthy habits. So when we think about healthy habits, we often think about diet, but it's not about diet. It's things that you do to get out of your, what we call comfort zone, your home, right? To go out and do activities, to bond, to have the social connections, to work on your mental health. And that is the most important thing. Healthy habits, you are working on your mental health without even knowing.
That's really important because we want people to develop ideally when they're young, but if not, you know, you're never too old to develop a healthy habit. And, you know, there's lots of things that we can do, you know, instead of grabbing for that bag of potato chips, grab an orange. Probably a lot cheaper too. I love potato chips, but you know, I try to eat an orange instead of a bag of potato chips because it's better for us. So we're almost at the end of our show. So Jessica, is there something that you want to leave people with or a thought that you want to tell people or how to maintain their healthy habits or even start a healthy habit?
Well, I think, you know, starting a healthy habit, I think that's the most difficult thing to do. But once you do day one, day two and day three, it's going to come easier. But do a list of the things that you enjoy doing. Walking. I know I have a few friends that are like, I love boxing. I love running. Okay, so then include that in your list. Even journaling. Journaling could be a healthy habit. Why? Because with journaling, you're able to process your thoughts, your emotions. But just doing a list of the things that you say, okay, I used to like to do this. I used to like to roller skate. Let me try it again. But doing a list and then doing baby steps, don't pressure yourself and say, I'm gonna do this. This, because we have to start with baby steps. We can't have a list of like 5 to 10 things that we know we're not going to get to. So just start small. Do a list and then say, I'm going to work on the first three for the first quarter of the year. And then as it goes, you might want to change it or you might want to implement something else, but don't overwhelm yourself with all these different healthy habits, the new healthy habits that you know are going to not motivate you to continue. So you need to find yourself an activity that you're going to enjoy and that you're going to implement.
Very true. So we are at the end of our show, and just know that, you know, healthy habits don't have to be complicated. The small choices we make every day, we stay active, we eat nutritious foods, we get enough sleep, we stay connected with others and taking time for ourselves. These can have a lasting impact on our overall well-being. Start small, like Jessica said, stay consistent, and remember that every positive step counts. With that said, we want to thank our guest today, Jessica Martinez-Smith from the Children's Department here at Imperial County Behavioral Health. If you are in need of our services, you can give us a call at 1-800-817-5292 or 442-265-1525. We thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio. This program features weekly community mental health issues on your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte-Garcia, Director. Our co-hosts for today's program were Patricia Arevalo-Caro and Alfonso Ruiz. Thank you for listening.